Now that Governor Andrew Cuomo and state lawmakers have conceded defeat in their effort to legalize adult recreational marijuana, they've agreed to further decriminalize the drug. SWXXI's Karen DeWitt reports, in the final hours of the session, agreements on expanding the state's limited medical marijuana program remained elusive.
Governor Cuomo, speaking on Albany public radio station WAMC, says it was a mistake not to legalize cannabis, and he says New York is losing revenues to other states where the drug is legal. But he says decriminalizing possession of small amounts of marijuana is a major accomplishment and the best that could be done in the current session.
It makes the situation much, much better, especially for the black and brown community that has paid such a high price. But politically, the support was not there to pass legalization.
Cuomo says the state Senate did not have the votes to pass legalization, something that was confirmed by the Senate sponsor. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie agrees that decriminalization, at least, is a step in the right direction.
It will help undo some of the long-time injustices that communities have had, particularly communities of color, that have bared the brunt of the criminal laws on marijuana.
He says in politics, sometimes you don't get everything you want on the first try.
It's an improvement on the way of trying to get where we would hope to be, which is at some point legalization and full decriminalization.
Criminal justice advocates are not satisfied. The Drug Policy Alliance, which supports the legalization of marijuana, called it a failure of leadership. They say it will not end what they call the marijuana arrest crusade that disproportionately affects Black and Latinx communities. They say it also continues to give police too much discretion in who they arrest and under what circumstances. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.